We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back to the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. We are at One Bills Drive tonight, and joining us on the line, a Buffalo Bill for 6 years, a former draft pick of the Bills out of Stanford. Spent a total of 9 years in the NFL with the Bills, the last three with the Atlanta Falcons, a total of nine. He's been out of football, but working in football and broadcasting the last few years. Former Bills safety linebacker Coy Wire joins us on the line right now. Coy, thanks very much for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. I miss you up there.
Yeah, we miss having you here, but we'll probably get a chance to see you as you join Fox Sports 1 as a college football analyst. Tell us about Fox Sports 1 and what fans can expect from that new network starting up next month, Coy.
Fox Sports 1 is going to be a 24-hour sports news network, and they're determined to make watching sports fun and unique. I think a lot of people are looking for a nice alternative to what's currently being made available. And I think they're going to do it. I mean, they're really thinking outside the box. One example, they're bringing old Regis Philbin out of retirement. He's going to host a show that's going to be talking about sports-centric topics in a fun and unique way. They have a great supporting cast, and then they'll also obviously have a lot of live events, which Fox has always done well, and do a lot of college football, pro football coverage, obviously being their main big hitters there. And I'm just fortunate to be part of it. But I must say that you had a part in me succeeding in this world thus far. You gave me my first piece of radio TV advice years and years and years ago.
Me? I don't remember that, Coy.
Yeah, so we were doing a commercial to promote a charity event that we were doing there in Buffalo to help raise some money for good causes. And I had to talk on camera, and you said, Coy, start. You need to start over. Okay, look, here's what you need to do. You need to talk loud and with a lot of energy. It's going to feel really uncomfortable, but I'm telling you, it'll come across better on TV. And I never forgot that lesson. You were so right. So I thank you for being my first Yoda in this whole game of broadcasting.
That's great. Coy, I'm glad to play a part in that, which means I should take some of the credit and maybe some of the compensation for your job with Fox Sports this coming fall, right?
And then, of course, Russ Burton as well.
Yeah, our producer, Russ.
I used to hang out with him down there on Chippewa Street. He was a good dude. I miss both you guys, and so it really is an honor to be on with you guys now.
Hey, Coy, when you look back at it, and as we said, it seems like just yesterday when you were here with the Bills, but even back then, were you thinking about a career in broadcasting while you were still playing? Were you thinking like that might be something you might want to do?
No, I did not, John. That was the last thing on my mind. It never crossed my mind. And, after football, I really struggled with what I was going to do. Even after my neck surgery, almost ended my career, and it was cut short, and I was fortunate to play three more years with the Falcons. Even after I had that happen and was forced to think about, oh my gosh, what do I do now? I still didn't know exactly what I wanted to do when my career here with the Falcons ended. It's a really awful feeling to not know what you want to do, what you want to wake up for every morning, what you want to strive to be or become. And I totally understand why a lot of guys struggle when they're done playing. There are a lot of things that you can do, but what do you want to do? What do you want to focus on? And what's going to be your next game? I know it seems like it would be easy to step into something else right away, but it's really not. I mean, you're fortunate to perform at a high level and do something that not many other people are able to do. So to be able to humble yourself enough to go and start back at entry level, to start back as an intern, to start back at a job that you're not getting paid for, or that you're getting paid very little. It takes a lot of humility to be able to do that. But once it happens, it's great, because then you get back into it and you realize that all the same things that helped you do well in football, the work ethic, the discipline, the dedication, they can also help you excel in another area of life. And so, this has been an incredible journey for me. I'm learning on the fly. Last year was my rookie season in broadcasting, and I absolutely loved it because I realized that I get to stay close to sports. I get to be around locker rooms and on the field, and I don't have to get beat up. So it is really a great transition, and I'm absolutely loving it.
We're on the line with Coy Wire, former Bills safety linebacker. He is getting ready to start a new job with Fox Sports 1. And tell us about the new job. You're going to be a college football analyst on Fox Sports 1, Coy?
Yeah, so we'll have a Thursday night game, and so I'll be on the pregame show and the halftime show for that. On Fridays, I'll step over onto what is a weekly show called Fox Sports Live, and that will be with people like Andy Roddick from Tennis World and The Glove, Gary Payton, and you'll see a lot of different characters on that show, and I'll come in and talk about certain topics if and when I'm needed. And then Saturday is the big day. I mean, that's the college game day. So the college football show will be on the same time that ESPN's college game day show is on. And as we know, I mean, that's an awesome show. So we are looking forward to finding that right mix of people and energy and delivery that is going to, again, provide an alternative for the viewers out there to be able to watch the teams and the players they love and get different types of perspective. So, again, just really looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Hey, Coy, it looks like based on the way that Fox Sports 1 has positioned itself, the advertising that's already out there, the people that they've hired, including you, it looks like Fox Sports 1 is determined to just cut into ESPN, to challenge ESPN's kind of supremacy when it comes to sports coverage in the country, huh?
Well, I think that's absolutely what they're wanting to do. I don't think they want to go into this to be second or third. I think they're putting together programming that puts them in a position to take a shot at the best, you know, and to be the best. The college football, you know, the world that I'll operate in there is going to be great. We're going to have Eddie George, the former Heisman Trophy winner from Ohio State and a longtime NFL Pro Bowler. He's going to be one of the analysts again, as he was last year on Fox. And they're going to bring in, again, just a great group of people. And I think things are going to go really well. I've seen some of the ideas that they have, and they are unique, and they absolutely are fun. So looking forward to it.
The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. We're on the line with Coy Wire, former Bills defensive player, safety and linebacker, and now getting ready to work with Fox Sports 1. You spent last year, as you said, covering the Pac-12 for Fox Sports, and the Bills have a couple of players, draft picks out of that conference. I wonder if I can bounce their names off to you and get some thoughts on them. Second-round pick, the receiver from USC, Robert Woods. Do you recall much of him last year, Coy, and how do you think his game will translate to the NFL?
He is a number one receiver on any team at the college level. You know, last year he was shadowed by Marquise Lee, obviously, but I think this guy, we always talked about him being able to go to the next level and be an elite receiver. The physical tools obviously are there. I'm sure you've seen him move already, and being out there in the Pac-12 in those pass-happy offenses and being around those types of coaches, he's ready. He's a great piece of clay to be molded there in Buffalo, and I think he's going to be a great complement to Stevie Johnson. I think it's going to be fun to watch those guys paired with an excellent run game. Now, obviously, we know there's new coach and a new quarterback situation going on there, so we'll have to see how those things play out. But as far as skill position, things are looking pretty nice for you guys up there in Buffalo.
You know, one guy that caught the attention of a lot of people watching the minicamps, Coy, was the linebacker from Oregon, Kiko Alonso. Did he stick out when you watched Pac-12 football last year?
He's so fluid and so athletic and very instinctive. One of those guys that you know studies the game and is always going to have himself mentally and schematically in the right place. So I think he's a guy that, as he grows as a player, has the ability to be that type of guy that can be counted on to not only be where he needs to be, but also help get the rest of the parts of the defense lined up and help make everyone else around him better. You know, it's a new game in the NFL, as we all know, so it will be interesting to see how this new game and this new world is taken on by him. But physically and internally, he has everything from a mental and emotional state to be a really, really solid player.
Hey, Coy, how do you think his college coach, Chip Kelly, is going to fare in the NFL? Will that Oregon system work with the Philadelphia Eagles?
I think it's going to have to be a slightly modified version of the type of offense that he ran at Oregon. The offense that he ran at Oregon is ridiculously fast. I mean, John, there were times where they were snapping the ball every 11 seconds, and that is just absolutely unheard of. I don't know if guys on any team in the NFL would be able to keep up with that pace physically. I think that's a lot to ask of a big change to ask of a team. So I think he's going to have to pull that back a little bit, but there's no doubt that you'll see a lot of no huddle. You'll see a lot of fast pace and keeping the defense on their toes, not allowing the defense to have too many calls. And you know, one of the huge advantages that Chip Kelly is going to have for his quarterback and his offensive team is that that defense is only going to be in one of three, four calls, because there's just no way that they can use their whole entire defensive playbook when the offense is moving that fast. So again, they're not going to be able to do it as often as they did last year in Oregon, where they were averaging almost 1.5 points per minute of possession. I mean, it's just insane. But I do think that it is going to be a drastic change from what they have seen last year, and probably going to be one of the most interesting and intriguing offenses in all of the NFL.
Coy, looking ahead to the 2013 season, it appears that your old school, Stanford, the Cardinal, are maybe the team to beat in the Pac-12, right? Good defense and a pretty good quarterback in Kevin Hogan.
A phenomenal young quarterback in Kevin Hogan. He came in last year, I think he's 5-0 as a starter. He was a freshman last year, and three out of those five, I believe, were against top-ranked teams. And his ability to play under pressure was outstanding. But the other thing that he gave them over their previous quarterback who came after Andrew Luck was the eerie similarities that he had to Andrew Luck. He has the ability to throw the ball anywhere on the field, but his escapability was highly impressive. That's one of the things that people probably don't talk enough about Andrew Luck. He's a big guy, a strong guy, about 230 pounds, and when there's a receiver that's not open or when a play breaks down, he's going to run for positive yards. So you're not going to see many negative plays out of Andrew Luck. He's very good at keeping those chains moving through the air and with his feet. Kevin Hogan is eerily similar to Andrew Luck when you watch him play. So he's the type of guy that gives the offense a chance to keep the chains moving. But with defense, John, out there, I mean, that's their bread and butter. They were one of the top-ranked defenses in the entire nation last year, and this year's defense may be even better than it was last year. It's tough for opposing teams to move the ball against that Stanford defense.
Last question, Coy. We are a couple of days away from the Bills report date. A lot of teams reporting today to their training camps, and this would be the third year that you have not gone to a training camp. Do you miss it at all this time of year when teams start to head to training camp, or are you glad that part of your life is behind you?
You know, John, I'm so thankful for the years I spent, but I'm also thankful that that part of my life is behind me. I mean, the way my career ended with my neck injury there in Buffalo, and then I got it repaired and I played again. It actually got injured more, you know, the joint above and below where I had my fusion, my titanium plate and four screws in my neck, those joints took more pressure and strain. So I actually have two more herniated discs in my neck pressing out against my spine. So I wouldn't want to step on that field for 1 second. I'm quite happy to have moved on from it. And again, like I said in the beginning, it's great to be in your world, in the broadcasting world, because you get to go to the practices and go to the games and be around the sport. And if it weren't for that, there's no doubt, though, that I would miss it much more. It's a blessing to be able to be around the game still.
Coy, we thank you for coming on the air with us tonight. Good luck with Fox Sports 1. We'll be watching. Thank you very much.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Coy Wire, former Bills safety linebacker. You can check him out when Fox Sports 1 launches August 17th, just about 3 weeks away. He'll be a part of their studio team for the College Football Thursday Night Show, coming up in just a couple of weeks. The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, live from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.